I don't claim to be a preacher, so can you move forward instead of everyone sitting in the back of church? I don't have that booming voice, maybe, that I grew up listening to my stepdad with as a preacher. So thank you for coming in and coming out to the mural ribbon cutting. It's a special day. It's a beautiful day. We could not have asked for a better day to come out together. It's like we planned that too. It took a lot of planning to get here. Weather was not always cooperative, but today it finally paid off. So I appreciate that. Our mission in Spirit of Pella is to really connect with people, to bring people in to Pella, to connect with them, to show them who we are, to create opportunities for people to connect. That mission doesn't happen in isolation. It takes a group of people. It takes a community to impact a community. For those involved, I see painters, I see building owners. Can you just raise your hand if you were involved in this mural on the board, one way or the other? Can you just raise your hand for me real quick? Can we give a round of applause to everyone involved? It's way more than one person. I want to especially call out Christy and all of her work, Christy Vandervoort, and really partnering with me, with all these building owners, with the artist. She deserves her own round of applause for all the work that she put in behind the scenes as well. And of course, no good talk about involved people would be in isolation if we didn't leave out our donors. We need money to do this stuff. We've had a great swell of support to make this all happen. And you see a number of people on the list, not just with financial contributions here, but with food for the artist and her team. I know they were blessed by a number of vendors as well. But please keep those coming to do more projects like this. We need those dollars to make it happen. It's also an invitation to connect with us, to get involved with us. You can do that in a number of ways. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for people to help. And you can always take our hopes and dreams survey as well. That gives us great ideas of what the community wants to happen in the town of Pella. So to kick us off here, really, after that, I want to invite the mayor up to share a few words on the impact of murals like this and what we can do to really grow the community with projects like this. Don? Thank you.
Thanks so much, Ryan. I'm sure not everyone realized what a busy place this alley was on a daily basis. We got trucks backing in here left and right, but there is a lot of the deliveries that happen here. So it's good. Good. I think we just backed into the truck. So we got all kinds of excitement here. So anyway, I was asked to come and say a few words, and it's my pleasure to do that. There's a lot of good and bad things about being mayor, but being involved in a project like this or talking a ribbon cutting like this is one of the fun things to do. And I'm here just to say thank you on behalf of the city of Pella, and thank you on behalf of the community of Pella to everybody that was involved. As Ryan said, it takes money for these projects to happen, and so there's a nice list of donors here, and there's several other donors who have supported the Spirit of Pella along the way. And I'm told I'm an old guy, and so back in my day when people visited places, you were buying souvenirs. That was the kind of thing you did, right? Now I'm told by all young people that it's all about experiences and taking pictures and those types of things that happen. And so I see that now with a project like this. This is a great place for our visitors, our residents, and anybody else to come and get a great picture to create some memories. And that's what it's kind of all about. And so Spirit of Pella is a wonderful organization. Been working hard in the community for the last couple of years to create these opportunities, and so I want to make sure and say thank you to that. Our muralist, if I say that right, is here. It's beautiful. It takes a real skill to be able to produce something like this, and so we want to thank her for her willingness to do that. And thank you to the community for supporting these types of projects. We have an incredible tourism industry in Pella, I think our residents don't even understand how active we are. And so projects like these help enhance, you know, we've got, the spring is pretty nailed with tulip time when it comes to visitors, but these kinds of projects create year-round interest in Pella. And so as a community, we all benefit greatly from that. So I just want to make sure and say thank you from the city of Pella, and thank you from our citizens for projects like this to everyone that was involved. And again, what a beautiful morning to have this type of celebration. So thanks for all of you guys for coming out today. And I know the spirit of Pella has a lot more ideas, and so I look forward to seeing a lot more of those things happen in the community. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor DeLord. To start this process, we set out on a nationwide search for what this mural could be. We knew the walls that were involved, but we had no idea what we wanted on them, who we were going to have do that. And so we put out a call to artists. We threw it up on our website, and we said, we'll see what happens. It was the first time we ever did something like that. We received over 20 submissions to that call, and it was from across the U.S., some local, some across the U.S. And then we had this submission come through in its location, Texas. Well, what is this person doing submitting a mural idea for the town of Pella from Texas? Who is this person, and why does she want to do a mural in Texas? I'll let you tell the story of why later on here. But we honed in on her concept of the storytelling through the stamps, through the tulips, and what you see in the pub garden with the lion crest. And I'll tell you more about that later as well. But we started to hone in on that concept, and we really liked that as a committee. And then we said, well, this person's from Texas. How do we get to know her? Let's give her a call. And so we gave her a call. We had a kind of an interview kind of style, like, tell us about you, who you are and what you like to do. And we came away like, who cares about the concept? We're working with Eliana. We know we want to work with Eliana. And it was a great relationship from the start. Your talents are on display, but the relationship we built along the way is something special. It will be forever important to this project for me, and I know it is for you. So with that, I just want to welcome you up here, Eliana, to say a few things about this project, why it was important to you, and anything else you want to share. Everyone, let's give a hand for Eliana.
Well, hi guys, good morning. I am just so thrilled to see so many of your faces that I got the opportunity to just begin to build a relationship with in my 2.5, near 3 weeks here in Pella painting this mural. So yeah, let's rewind to a almost calendar year ago today. I saw this brilliant call to artists for this nonprofit called Spirit of Pella. And the only thing I knew about Pella was that, one, I was born in Des Moines, but two, it was my mom's go-to destination around her birthday every year. But I was so little, I didn't have any core lasting memories. And I just knew that it was special to my family. A project like this is special to me. And then in reading everything about Spirit of Pella and what they were about, I knew that I wanted to be involved. And so I just began to research on the town and start to come up with different concepts. And I knew I love snail mail. I love letters. I wanted to create some kind of postage stamp wall. And Pella being full of such rich local iconography, oh my gosh, we could have 1,000 stamps up here, you know? And so I got to work. I created my original color palette, my original designs, and all the stuff. And it's not too far off what we came up with here. If anything, it was brought to this next level of excellence in collaboration with Christy and with Ryan and just the organization at large. And so first, I just want to say thank you. Like, sincerely and deeply, this town, this community has welcomed me with so much intentionality and just reckless generosity. I could be at the wall early in the morning and Dutch Fix is coming out and bringing me breakfast, and people from the community are coming by and saying hi and giving me hugs. I know dogs' names around here and community's names. And I was like, oh my gosh, am I from here? Because it was just so sweet. And so regardless of how far and wide and big Elistry, my company, just paints, this project will just forever be so special. The concepts created here were done with so much passion that was met on both ends. And that is just so special. Like, I love my clients. I love my projects. And when you just come across people like Christy and Ryan that are equally as passionate about what's going to happen on this wall, it's like finding lottery humans. So this was like a lottery project to me. And seriously, I think I will consider it among my life's greatest blessings, because Pella has just welcomed me, and I'm proud of what's on these walls, and I hope the town can be for a very long time. So thank you guys.
I want to share a little bit of the details of the mural, but before I do that, I want to thank Dutch Fix for having some Poffergies on a stick, some coffee. Purchase that there. If you do want some more coffee options, if you've attended here, you can let Iris know. They'll take $1 off your drink today, and you can enjoy that as well. So a little bit about the mural. We shared a little bit, but the tulips are actual Pella tulips. We went around in the rain picking out tulips last year, the ones that we like. Those aren't made up tulips. They have names. We'll share those with you as we go forward. But obviously, that's due to the fact we plant over 300,000 tulips in the town of Pella every year. Those tulips last a few weeks. These tulips will last forever. They will share that story. The stamp wall. We met with people from Pella Historical and Visit Pella. What do we want to include on that stamp wall? We wanted it to mean something to them as well. So we picked out a number of things along with Eliana's vision that made sense to share the icons around Pella that tell our story as well. And then inside the pub garden, there's a lion crest, and that's from the House of Orange Nassau, and that's from their coat of arms. It's been part of that coat of arms for more than 400 years, a symbol of strength there. The murals then come together to tell a story of Pella. It's past, its heritage, its future, and what we plan to offer the community and our visitors. And that's what we loved in the concept. It was more than just one thing. It was a story that represented who we are. The stamps then have driven that story. And in 2007, the Forever Stamp was created. And one of the lines the Postmaster General gave was, "It's good forever." The tulips here on this mural are good forever. They're part of our history. The traditions and images you see on the stamp wall are good forever. And so is the promise of the lion crest. It's good forever. The relationships built in this process, more than anything, are going to be good forever. And that's inspired us to name this mural Forever Pella, to nod to the Forever Stamp, and also the things that live on that are part of Pella and part of who we are. Forever Pella. Okay. Talking over, I want to invite everyone with a Spirit of Pella shirt, especially Mayor Don DeWard, Eliana, anyone involved in the mural, in the process here, we're going to cut this beautiful ribbon. Thank you, Eric, for the ribbon there, and get that part done.